This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
So hello, Fun Kids. I am here. It is Connor, of course, but I am here with Olivia Sanabia from the show Coop and Cammy. How are you, Olivia?
I'm great. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. So for everyone listening, you are only 15 years old and you play Charlotte in Coop and Cammy. Is that correct? You're the older sister?
That's right. So, I am. I play Charlotte, who's the older sister.
Amazing. So for all of the people that are listening, let us know a little bit about Coop and Cammy. Like, what can we expect from the show?
So Coop and Cammy is a brand new family sitcom on Disney Channel, which is about this family who are called the Rathers. And it has your fun, normal family sitcom elements, those sweet moments. But it also has this aspect inside of it that two of the Rather siblings have this web show where they go on and ask their fans would you rather questions. So it can be anything that's, you know, heartfelt would you rather questions to anything like super goofy, which I got to do a super goofy would you rather, which is like, would you rather put mashed potatoes in your pants or have to eat them all? And so that was a pretty crazy one. So we have lots of fun goofy elements, but the thing that I really enjoy is that it includes the modern day element of, you know, the social media, but it also includes your favorite parts of a typical family sitcom show.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I mean, that's very interesting because social media is, of course, so big right now in the world. It's huge, isn't it? I mean, it's taking over the planet, basically. So I can completely understand why Disney have chosen to do a show about that. So we can expect a lot of comedy as well, I assume.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a perfect combination of those sweet, heartfelt family moments with all those goofy stunts and pranks and awesome things that we get to do. Lots of gags and fun moments on the show.
We're very excited to see it. I mean, we've just heard that the first show airs at 4:30 on the Disney Channel on November 26th. So for everyone listening, make sure you watch it. It's going to be great, right?
Yes, it's going to be so awesome. Tune in, guys. I think you're going to love it.
So quick question for all of our listeners. We like to sort of, whenever we talk to actors, singers, you guys are super, super talented. So we just like to get the listeners some ideas as to how you get into acting. Because, of course, you are only 15 years old, which is super young to have achieved so much at such a great age. How did you get into acting? I mean, what was it for you that made you think, I'm going to be an actress and this is how I'm going to do it?
Well, thank you. I kind of always grew up knowing that I love to perform for people. I started singing when I was 2 years old and then, you know, just performing for anybody that was around and that would watch. So that was kind of what sparked my love. It was always kind of a part of me. And then I started musical theater and discovered that I just loved acting just as much as singing. And so from then on, I begged my parents to let me try the acting business. And at the age of 7, I finally got into the business and I've been doing it ever since. And I love it so much.
Fantastic. And what a career you've had so far at 15 as well, because a lot of people probably know you as Kelly Quinn from Just Add Magic. That was one of your parts you played. But of course, you've been saying that you're super, you know, you do all these different things, the singing, the acting. I've seen here that you can play not only one instrument, but three, piano, guitar, and the ukulele. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. I've picked up a couple instruments over the past couple of years because my love of music has just grown so much and wanting to experiment with new things. So I love playing those three instruments, and it's almost like a therapy thing. Music is so therapeutic and just soothing to me. So I love to be able to play it whenever I can, even when I'm on set.
Yeah, I mean, I usually find it quite therapeutic when I'm singing in the shower. I can't really play any instruments, but it's usually a hairnet on. Singing in the shower, completely out of tune, but I try my best, you know?
That's all that matters.
So with Coop and Cammy, for you, what would you say is the most exciting thing that you found with filming this first series? What was it that you really, really loved about this series in particular?
I mean, the first thing that, you know, drew my eye to the project was that it was Disney Channel. And because, you know, I am older than the normal Disney Channel age, I figured that my time to be on Disney Channel had passed because I was working on Just Add Magic for a long time. So when this opportunity came up, I was so excited to jump on board because, you know, I love the Disney Channel. I grew up watching it, and it's kind of what shaped me into the person that I am. So I was super, super grateful to be able to work with them and to be a part of the Disney family. But then also reading the script, it kind of tapped on different subjects that I'd never seen done in Disney Channel. It is a single parent home. And, you know, we are dealing with those issues that come along with that kind of family life. So
definitely.
Both elements kind of, both of those elements drew me to this project. And so I was super excited to be a part of it.
I think that's really, really interesting and very, very exciting, especially from the Disney Channel's point of view, which we are huge fans of here. I mean, I've watched Disney all my life, as everyone probably does all around the world. But the fact that they're just touching on those
Absolutely.
Issues for children that are very important for kids to know when growing up, I think that's going to be really exciting to see come through this series. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that from you. So best of luck with everything, of course.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I just wanted to sort of finish off the interview quickly, just with a little question about something very exciting that you do, which isn't anything to do with the acting and the singing. It's actually, you've got a very big passion about giving back. Is that right? You run a thing called Cookies for Kids. Is that correct?
Well, I don't run it, but I feel so honored to be a part of it.
Okay.
It's this huge actually organization, but I get to be a part of it and I get to step in and help. For those of you who don't know, Cookies for Kids Cancer is an organization that raises money for pediatric cancer research, and they do it through the most fun ways of bake sales and selling cookies. So you get to incorporate the sweet treats into a really, really great cause. So it's a great opportunity for everybody to get involved. One year for my birthday, I had a bake sale where I sold lots of cookies and treats, and everybody donated, and all the proceeds go to Cookies for Kids Cancer. I have such a huge place in my heart for kids, and especially for kids having to fight this terrible battle. And so I just wanted to be able to give back in any way possible that I could in my power. And the truth is that everybody can, especially with this organization. Everybody has an opportunity to give back.
That's absolutely fantastic. I mean, the fact that you're only 15 and you've got this amazing opportunity and you're looking to do that with the portfolio and the platform you've got, I mean, well done to you. We're very impressed here at Fun Kids.
Thank
Round of
you.
Applause for Olivia. Round of applause, everybody.
Oh.
Nice work. So, Olivia, we're really, really excited to see the new show, Coop and Cammy. It comes to the Disney Channel 4:30 on November 26th. And we wish you the best of luck from Fun Kids. Okay, Olivia?
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Olivia. We'll talk to you soon.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.